This is a remarkable recording from the 1950s of some rural country music from South Africa. And it starts a very special edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you can hear me above the din here in our performance studio, because today we are welcoming the South African band, the Makona Tsolte Band, the group that started the whole Umbakonga style of music back in the early 60s, as well as the Mahotella Queens, who along with vocalist Malathini are among the most popular singers in this style. And they will be performing for us live here in the studio in just a few minutes. It's a special edition of New Sounds that we've put together to celebrate the visit of Nelson Mandela to the United States. He's giving a speech here in New York, actually across the street at City Hall, and then uptown at the UN, so I thought it'd be a good idea to invite some of the musicians here to play for us. And as I said, they'll be doing just that right after we hear some music from a record as we finish setting up the studio. This is Malathini without the Makona Tsolte Band and without the Mahotella Queens. It's an album he did in the mid-70s called The Lion of Soweto. And the piece we'll hear is called Kudala Besifuna, getting us started on this edition of New Sounds. Some music there from Malathini, the so-called Lion of Soweto, and a gentleman who I think you'll have to agree has one of the most distinctive singing voices in the world. He just has this incredible low range and has this strange sort of growling, gravelly effect that he employs on some other songs as well. Kudala Besifuna is the name of this piece, taken from a CD called The Lion of Soweto. It's actually a reissue of some of the material that Malathini recorded in South Africa in the 1970s during a period of time when he was not performing with the Mahotela Queens. The names Malathini and the Mahotela Queens pretty much have gone hand in hand in South African pop music since the 60s. They've been likened to the Beatles because they're so popular in that country, and nowadays in Europe and the United States as well. This is a special edition of New Sounds. We are celebrating today the historic visit of Nelson Mandela to the United States, an event that in itself wouldn't have seemed all that likely a short while ago, but he is giving a speech at the UN uptown, and we are listening today to some music from South Africa to celebrate the occasion. And it seemed a good idea to invite Malathini and the Mahotela Queens and their band, the Makona Tsole Band, to the studio for some live performances. So here we are in our performance studio, sans Malathini, who unfortunately is a bit under the weather, but the Mahotela Queens are here, and the Makona Tsole Band, some of South Africa's finest musicians, are also here, led by composer and sax player West Nkosi. West, first of all, it's a real pleasure to have all of you here in the studio. And also, I just want to make sure I'm at least close with the pronunciation of the band's name.
Yes.
Makona Tsole is, I guess, one of the oldest, one of the first Umbakanga bands in South Africa.
Yes, those are the ambassadors of Umbakanga.
Here, a lot of people have just, in the past couple of years, gotten to know who Malathini and the Mahotela Queens are, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and so South African music has become more popular now, but a lot of people don't realize you've been doing it for all these years.
Yes, well, the problem is that the promoters and the record companies never take any notice of our country musically until Paul Simon came and made the world aware that there is music in that country and there's culture.
Now, it's Umbakanga. When people translate it, they usually call it Township Jive.
Yes, well, they can call it Township Jive because it has been developed in the townships. It's not developed from the rural areas. It's developed from the township.
But its real name, the Umbakanga, really means something else, doesn't it?
Well, Umbakanga is a food that we eat. There's a special meal that we eat. It's called Umbakanga. It's mixed from a lot of vegetables. Now, this music, why is it called Mpakanga? It's because it was made from different rhythms put together, and you got this Mpakanga.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, because it's not only one traditional rhythm. It's a lot of traditional rhythms, plus disco sound and rock and roll. Reggae is also included there.
And it's all blended together,
yes,
into like a brew or a soup.
That's
or a
right.
Stew or something,
yes,
like that.
Okay. You can put it that way.
All right. Now, the reason that we have you here to play live for us today is because Nelson Mandela is making an historic visit to New York, and the Mahotela Queens will be starting off this set with a piece called Mandela. And Hilda, you've got kind of a different sound for many Westerners from what we normally expect to hear when we see three women singing. Is that something that's specifically South African?
Yes, I guess that is why we sound differently from the Western type of music, because our harmonies are absolutely different from your people's harmony.
Yes, the harmony is specially made from South Africa.
Mm-hmm. When you sing in your native languages, is it Zulu or another language?
We've got 7 to 9 different types of languages in South Africa. We sing in all types of languages, but most of the time we sing in Zulu,
mm-hmm,
because I guess Zulu is the main language in South Africa, like English is abroad,
right,
main language.
Now, in Zulu, there are a lot of strange sort of sounds. For example, when West said Umbakanga, he said it
Umbakanga.
Yeah.
Yes, those are clicks which have been made from when whoever created the language.
But then Xhosa is the language that has got a lot of clicks in it.
Right. So when you sing in that language, the clicks are actually part of the words themselves that
you're
saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
It's like when you say, I want to start now. In Zulu, you say, Ngifuna ukuqala manje.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that click.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's
or whenever you want to say, I want to sing, you still use the click. You say, Ngifuna ukucula.
Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the reasons the music is so rhythmic is because the language is very rhythmic. It has a sharp percussive sound to it.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear two pieces. The first, Hilda, you and the other two Mahatela queens are going to perform this piece called Mandela, and you're going to sing that in English, right?
Yes.
Who wrote this piece?
It's this guy next to me here.
Oh, West. Now suddenly you're being modest here. Mm-hmm. You should have jumped in and said.
No, well... You know, I wrote it because we felt that this man, he has been suffering for all of us in South Africa, but what can we contribute towards his suffering? So I thought, well, we should have some few words to praise him for what he has done for the African people in South Africa.
Was this song written before or after his release?
It was before.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he was released, we changed the words.
All right, we'll hear that song sung by the Mahotela Queens, and then we'll hear, West, you leading the rest of the band without the singers in a piece that you call Stokvel Jive.
Stokvel Jive.
Is Stokvel one of the townships?
Yes, Stokvel is a party where people are getting together and drink and celebrate whatever they have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Live performances in our studio by the Makona Tsolte Band and the Mahotela Queens on this special edition of New Sounds.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Mandela, come hold my hand, I'm begging you. I want to be with you today. I've been searching for lasting happiness.
But now that I found you,
let me not miss you anymore.
Mandela,
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 Mandela. Let's follow Mandela. Let's follow Mandela. We shall overcome. Come what may, let's sing the songs of freedom. Hallelujah, peace and goodwill shall prevail. The perpetrators of evil will have no place to hide. Those in chains of slavery,
I say,
God is on your side. Hallelujah! Viva Mandela!
We've just heard a piece called Stokvel Jive, performed live in our studios by the Makuna Solte Band. They are led by sax player and composer Wes Nkosi. And before that, Mandela, which West composed, but which was sung here by the Mahotella Queens. And Hilda Buthelezi of the Mahotella Queens is near a microphone, so I'm going to ask you this question about Malathini, because he was supposed to be here with us today, and I know he's kind of sick. You've been traveling around a lot. Is this song something that you would normally sing with him, or is this something for just the three of you?
Yes, we do. We sing with him. Mm-hmm. Yes, but then there is a part that whereby he's singing, and then he keeps quiet, and then we do the most of the singing.
Right, okay. I know you started with Malathini, I guess, about 20 years ago, and then for a while he went off and did something else, and now you're all back together. It must be, it still seems like it's fresh to you. When I've seen you play, you seem to be having a lot of fun, even though you've been doing it for so long.
Exactly, because we had a long break. So that's what is happening, exactly. We are so fresh that nobody can say we before we were performing. Anybody who ever sees us can say, these people, this is the first time that they have to go on stage. But then nevertheless, we've been going on and on, except the time that we had a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Himself, Malathini, he never had a break. He's been going on all the time. We are the people who had a little break.
Yeah. He's got this incredible low voice, which is what made him so famous. And the three of you seem to have very rich voices as well. And I guess the sound that you've developed over the years has been imitated a lot by now.
Yes, yes, there are a lot of girls who are imitating them.
And a lot of guys who try to imitate Malathini.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. There
They've
are a lot of...
imitating him, and off they went. they got a breakdown somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All right, what we're going to do now is listen to both of your groups together, the Mahotella Queens and the Makuna Solte Band. And as long as we're talking about names, what does the name of the band mean?
Makuna Solte means of jack of all trades, people who can do anything.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you can play umbakanga, but you can play...
Any other jazz, we can play anything.
Have you actually had the opportunity to do that?
Yes, at home we go to the jam session sometimes and jam a little bit. But we feel it's very important to stick to our own music so that people can not lose their identification.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this so long that when you started this band, when you started playing umbakanga, it must have been one of the first types of electric music in South Africa.
Well, we are the first band to have used the electric instruments in our country. So that's why a lot of people, they're calling us the ambassadors of the umbakanga in our country.
When you first started doing it, were there people who said, you shouldn't be playing these instruments, these are not South African instruments?
No. People were just happy to listen to their own music sounding from electric for the first time, you know.
So it was nice to hear the traditional music in an updated...
That's right.
Yeah, okay. The two pieces that we'll hear, I don't know why I'm trying these titles when either of you...
Yeah, the other one is Awuthule Kancane.
Say that again?
Awuthule Kancane. Just be quiet for a while.
Okay.
And listen. This is what they say, the girls.
All right. And then a new piece, right? Something that you haven't sung that often before, called Sibuyile.
Sibuyile,
yes.
We are back. This is about the same group when they had the layoff. Now they are back in a big way. They're telling people that music never gets old, and people use this music for many things. If you do want to do your work, you need this music to give you courage, and some people use it for walking long distance, and some people use it for houseworking. Even if you're in a supermarket, when you do your groceries, pushing your trolley, as this music playing, it makes you feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Hilda, this song basically means you're back and you're better than ever.
Yes.
Yebo. The song, what it means exactly, it means that this our music, our mpakanga, no matter who says what,
it will never get old
and it will never be off. It will keep on and on, even if we leave the music, even if we die, somewhere, he or she will keep the bomb rolling.
You've made a believer out of me. Let's hear these two pieces once again performed live here in the studio. We're celebrating Nelson Mandela's visit to the United States with an hour of music from South Africa, including these live performances here in the studio. On this edition of New Sounds, here's the Mahotela Queens and the Makona Tsolte Band.
Wow.
We've just heard two more pieces performed live here in our studio on this edition of New Sounds, the program today featuring some live performances by the Mahotella Queens, today performing without vocalist Malathini, who is a bit under the weather, and also the Makona Tsolte Band, the group that started the whole musical style known as Umbakanga, or Township Jive in South Africa, performing for us live here in the studio on this edition of the program, and we will return to them in just a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. We are listening to a special edition of New Sounds, which we've put together to celebrate the fact that Nelson Mandela is here in New York on an historic visit, his first to the United States since his release in South Africa. And we are listening today to an hour of South African music, much of it being played live here in our studios by the famous Mahotella Queens and the band that started the whole trend of Umbakanga, or Township Jive, back in the 60s and is still going strong today, namely the Makona Tsolte Band, led by Weston Nkosi. Now, you mentioned before that people use this music for a lot of different things. Now,
yes.
You mentioned also before that there are a lot of different languages that are spoken,
yes,
and you try and blend all these things together in the music. There's a lot of ethnic unrest in South Africa. Do you somehow feel that maybe this music is helping people of different regions and different tribes to sort of live together?
Well, this music, without any doubt, we have made it, and a lot of people in South Africa, they came together to share their views, and they use this music for their wedding celebrations, for their parties or birthday parties, and anything, they use this music, all the different tribes that lives in South Africa, because there's no language, especially on that instrumental one.
Mm-hmm.
It fits anybody.
As long as you can dance, you can understand it.
As long as you can dance, and it's very powerful. It's an offense to sit down listening to it. So everybody use it for exercise as well.
Uh-huh.
As I mentioned before, that some people use this music for transport. You put it on your Walkman, it will make you walk a long distance without feeling any strain. So therefore, that's why it's so important. And this music, it's our kind of jazz. And this is a freedom that we have in our country, in music. We send our messages through this music also. Some people can listen to it and find the message. What are we saying inside?
Now that things are perhaps beginning to change in South Africa, Nelson Mandela has been released, and there have been a couple of other changes that hopefully are going to lead to more. Are you finding it easier to present this music to a mixed audience in South Africa? Has that happened?
Yes. A lot of audience love to listen to this music since that it has gained international recognition now. They also want to get in. They feel embarrassed that this music has been there for centuries, but they never took any notice of it. But now everybody wants to get into this music. We've got white musicians who are now doing this music. Take, for instance, Johnny Clegg.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of them. And then there are many more other white musicians who are now playing black music. Like, for instance, there's a group called Mango Groove. They are mixed with blacks. They're playing totally Mpakanga, nothing on the rock side.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that proves that this music is very important to our society in South Africa, that people can come together and live together and share their views in this music.
That's great. Before I let both of you go, the band is going to play one more final piece for us, which is another instrumental called Via Soweto.
That's right.
And is this also one of your compositions?
Yes, it's also one of my compositions.
Great.
It's one of the greatest rhythm that people used to dance for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Wes Nkosi and Hilda Buthelezi, thank you both very much for talking with us tonight. And thanks for bringing in the group and playing for us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Here's Via Soweto from the Makona Tsolte Band, led by Wes Nkosi. Thank you. Well, there you have one final live performance here in our studio by the Makona Tsolte Band, Via Soweto, the name of the piece. And my thanks to the band and to the Mahatela Queens for joining us today. Also like to thank our fine engineering crew, which included our own Edward Haber and Steve Schultes, and the band's own sound man, Scooter Scott. And between the three of them, they not only crammed everybody into one room, but had it sounding pretty good there, too. Some more recordings of South African music. Let's listen next to sax player Dudu Pukwana. He leads what, for lack of a better word, I guess we can call a jazz quintet. It's got a pair of saxes, trumpet, bass, and drums, and everybody adds vocals and hand percussion as well. The piece we'll hear is called Zukude, and it's from an album called In the Townships by South African sax player Dudu Pukwana. Well, there you have some music from Dudu Pukwana and Pukwana's quintet that features two sax players, a trumpeter, a drummer, and a bass player. And as I mentioned before, everybody plays some percussion and sometimes vocals, too. Nowhere on the record does it tell you who's playing the piano, or actually I think there are two of them, two pianos on this piece, which is called Zukude. The album is called In the Townships by Dudu Pukwana, one of a number of South African musicians that we're hearing on this edition of New Sounds, a special program celebrating the visit of Nelson Mandela to this country and to this town. We'll listen next to a couple of choral pieces. The first one is a recent release from a group called Amaduduzo. Amaduduzo's record is called Sia Bamukela, and it's on the Rounder record label. This ensemble is kind of like Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It's a men's chorus. The difference here is that they have a keyboard and bass player and a drummer, so a lot of these pieces have a very Western dance music flavor to them. We'll hear a piece called Umlilo. It is sung in Zulu by this band, Amaduduzo. And then we'll hear a bit of small-town music from the 1950s recorded in South Africa. This is taken from an album called Sia Hamba, which actually included that South African country music we heard at the very beginning of the program today. This piece is called Yombela, which means clap hands, and I think you might be struck by the old, almost big band sound to this particular piece. It is the immediate predecessor to the popular Umbakanga style that we were hearing played here in the studio earlier. So we'll be going back a few years for this piece from the album Sia Hamba. Right now, though, a recent release from the vocal group known as Amaduduzo.
Ozani.
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 Basof, only, basof, only, low, 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 only, basof, only
Pretty funny. I never expected to hear anything like that from South Africa. It's a not an urban recording, but not quite a rural one either. It's from a small town in South Africa. The recording made some 40 years ago, and the album now reissued under the name of Siya Humba, 1950s South African Country and Small Town Sounds. We also heard a recent release from the South African band known as Amaduduzo, and they have an album called Siya Bamukela, from which we heard a short excerpt called Umlilo. In the background now, just a little bit more from Malathini and the Mahotella Queens in the 1975 recording to wrap up. I've been mangling all kinds of Zulu names on the program today, so if you'd like a playlist, it'll tell you what we've heard, give you spellings, tell you where you can find these recordings. All you need to do is send us a card or a letter to the usual address. Normally, I would ask you to mention a program number, but we put this together kind of short notice, and there is no program number. Just mention the Nelson Mandela program. We've been listening to an hour of South African music to celebrate Mandela's visit to the United States and to New York specifically. And if you'd like a playlist, our address is New Sounds, care of WNYC, 1 Center Street, New York, New York, 10007. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more.